This past weekend, we had our community Lenten retreat, which was a blessed experience and a relief to be able to do it at all. The last time we had one of those retreats was in 2019, so 4 years. Everyone says the pandemic lasted 3 years. Well, yes, except that at the very beginning of the lockdown, the very first thing that was canceled in our community was the 2020 Lenten retreat, March 2020. So our previous retreat was March 2019, so 4 years. Anyway, we were up in Tagaytay. It's a beautiful place, beautiful weather, beautiful grounds, flowers everywhere, and an opportunity to ponder the theme, which was open the eyes of our hearts. That theme comes, a lot of people know, comes from our prayer to Our Lady, open the eyes of our hearts with your faith. But it was also an attempt to reflect on yesterday's gospel, which was the story of the healing of the man born blind. So the opening of eyes, the opening of spiritual eyes, the seeing with faith, that was what we reflected on. And then, of course, we came down the mountain, came back down into hot Metro Manila, and, you know, out of the fresh, beautiful air, down into the heat and the pollution and the chaos of the city, the traffic, etc. And usually that it takes a bit of a effort to make that adjustment from retreat experience to normal life, Monday morning life. But this year, we have this great feast day, this great solemnity of Saint Joseph, as if the liturgy itself is helping us extend the joy of yesterday. Yesterday was Laetare Sunday, remember. It was a Sunday of joy. Even for those who weren't able to join the retreat, it was a day of joy. Laetare. And the church has some kind of funny rules about flowers. You know, during Lent, they're not allowed to have flowers in the sanctuary during Lent, except on Laetare Sunday. So yesterday, we could have had flowers in the sanctuary, except there was nobody here. Up in Tagaytay, there's flowers everywhere anyway, so you could hardly get away from flowers. But then, on the weekdays of Lent and on all the rest of the days of Lent, no flowers, except on solemnities. So today, the church says, oh, you should have flowers again today. And that's why we have flowers here before the altar and before the icon of Saint Joseph. So it's a way of easing us back into Lent with the leadership, with the example of this great, great man of faith, Saint Joseph. We talk about opening the eyes of our hearts with faith. Well, that's exactly how Joseph saw things. With the eyes of his heart, he saw life with faith, because with his eyes, everything was ordinary to Joseph. In fact, everything was quite dark much of the time for Joseph. That's why Joseph is such a great saint, such a great saint, such great faith. We don't call him Joseph the Great, but we could. We don't call him Joseph the Great because that title, the Great, usually or spontaneously applies to people who have done great things that we can identify in the world or in the church or both. So we have Leo the Great and Gregory the Great and John Paul the Great. And you can make lists of the great things they did. You can count them up and write books about them. But Saint Joseph, you can't do that because he's a hidden figure. His greatness is hidden, which makes it all the greater. It's like the greatness of Mary. Mary didn't work any miracles. Mary, who is the greatest of the saints, Mary, who's unique among the chosen ones, she was a very ordinary looking, and her life was a very ordinary looking life. Mary, who, when she spoke about greatness, spoke about the greatness of the Lord, remember? The Lord who is mighty has done great things for me. I'm just a servant. That's Mary's spirit. So that's exactly what we see in Joseph. The Lord who is mighty has done great things in my wife. So Joseph is one step removed from the experience of God coming into the world. And this is part of his greatness too. His experience of faith, you can't say it's greater than Mary, it's certainly not. But it has a quality to it which is an experience of darkness which Mary didn't have, at least at the beginning. Mary had the visit of an angel when she was awake. The angel appeared to her and spoke to her. Joseph never had that. Joseph only got messages in dreams. So it's one step removed from that fully conscious, full experience of the grace. Joseph was given guidance, but only through dreams. You know how easy it is to forget dreams? How easy it is to dismiss dreams? Was it real? Did it mean anything? Well, Joseph didn't fall for any of those. He knew because the eyes of his heart were opened. He knew because he had great faith. He knew when God was giving him direction, and he responded immediately. The greatness of Joseph comes out. The more you think about how he actually lived, based on how little he actually saw with his eyes, you see how great he is. We know the story of Joseph. I don't have to go through all his difficulties, how he had to face contradictions, he had to flee, he had to travel, he had to work, and most of his life was just getting up and going to work, like everybody else. Joseph the worker. His work looked like ordinary work of a carpenter, a craftsman, except he didn't see it like that. He didn't say, I'm just doing my work. He knew he was serving the Lord. He was serving the kingdom. He was dedicated 100% to doing the will of God. Even if doing the will of God meant sweeping up the workshop or pounding a nail, that's the will of God. Or showing his young son how to work. Happens to be the Son of God incarnate, but he's also a little kid. So Joseph persevered in this journey of faith. I like to tell the story of that image before the altar. You know, Father Francis drew that icon of Saint Joseph, protector of the Anawim. And he was not interested in making beautiful artwork. He was always interested in conveying truths of the faith. So when he made that icon, he just took a ballpoint pen and a scrap of paper. It wasn't like he did an artwork. He was conveying something. And if you see on that icon, can you see it there? On the right side behind Joseph's head, there's this big blotch of black, it's like a black mess. And one time we had an artist, we wanted to clean it up because it's just a line drawing with a pen. And it doesn't have a lot of artistic quality to it. So we had an artist improving the image so we could reproduce it and make holy cards and whatnot. And so the artist took out all that black mess because it's so ugly. And then we had to explain, no, wait a minute, that black mess is the symbol of the darkness of his experience of faith. That's clouds. That's the clouds of darkness. And in his experience, that's what he saw, was, you know, contradictions and darkness. But in faith, he saw light. That's why on the left side of the icon there's a sun shining, there's the rays shining, and then there's an angel. So in the icon, it conveys how Joseph was able to see light in the midst of darkness, how he was able to journey in faith, which is not, faith means we can't see with our eyes. Journeying with awareness of what is present but invisible. And we know that Joseph, after marrying Mary and raising Jesus, died before Jesus' public ministry. He didn't see any of the great miracles. He got off the scene, left the stage, and left this great example of faith. That's why we celebrate him. We celebrate him as the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary, because it was necessary for Mary to have a husband, a good husband, who would who would journey with her, provide for her and her son. But we celebrate him as an example of strong, humble faith. This is his greatness. Saint Joseph the Great, the man of great faith, a man who journeyed without seeing in the darkness of this world, confident in the light that comes to the heart by faith. That's why I think it's beautiful that this comes right after our retreat. Saint Joseph is the patron of everybody who is in darkness, which is pretty much everybody most of the time. Are you seeing any glorious miracles? Most people just see their house, their family, their problems, see the world. It's very hard to see what God is doing most of the time. That's why St. Joseph is a great patron for most people most of the time, because he's the saint of ordinary working life in darkness. Get up, do your duty, take care of your family, do your job, do what God has entrusted to you, even if it seems mundane and of little value. Just do it, and do it for the glory of God. And you'll be in the great company of Saint Joseph. So that's our celebration. It's a joyful celebration in the midst of Lent. It's also a joyful reminder to us of the greatness of the gift of faith. We ask Joseph, our patron, to also open the eyes of our hearts with his faith.